This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House continues to refuse a vote on banning abortion-related infanticide while abortion advocates resort to mocking those who offer witness to surviving abortion and abortionists' impulse to perform infanticide. Louisiana's Steve Scalise says abortion-friendly legislators support murder by denying care to survivors of abortion. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is making plans to sign a heartbeat abortion ban. Facing down abortion advocates in Hollywood who promise a ban against Georgia, Kemp says, "We value life in our state." And Ohio is not far behind, with work nearly done in the state capitol on another heartbeat abortion ban there. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, Texas is banning abortion-related infanticide. California will soon pay for free abortions at state colleges. Twin babies have survived a chemical abortion after the clinic botched diagnosis and provided false developmental information to the mother. The raised level of progesterone for twins canceled the RU486. And Kansas will soon require that women seeking chemical abortions know about abortion pill reversal. One New York county is blasting Governor Andrew Cuomo's new unlimited abortion laws, and Archbishop Cardinal Sean O'Malley is blasting Massachusetts for mimicking the New York embrace of radical abortion in law. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.